Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Don't forget, we got major giveaways today. Chris Jansen concert tickets Friday night, Capitol Theater. Got them right here. Your chance to win is just in a little bit. We got Dimitri Graffiti as well later on this morning as well. Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us right now. Nick Ferrelli, a former village councilman in Shadyside, trying to explain to me, it's really kind of confusing here, about this ordinance from hell that they're going to be voting on tonight. The village of Shadyside at the council meeting, ordinance 1890, that it seems to me turns the village of Shadyside into the prison of Shadyside, and maybe turns village employees into corrections officers. So Nick Ferrelli has been kind enough to come in to talk about this, to help us understand what exactly is going on. So Nick, what are some of the most outrageous aspects of this ordinance?
Well, the thing of it is, I don't think there's anything in here that's truly so outrageous when you get to it, okay? But what I did, I went through, this is what's currently on the books.
Yeah, okay? One page.
It's one page.
Yeah.
And honestly, basically what they've got in about 3.5 pages is what's on this sheet.
Wow.
Okay, I mean you read through this and you've got stuff about trees that are falling down and accumulation of earth rubbish.
Trees falling down.
Well, that's a whole nother. The trees in the right of way, that's a whole nother
problem. Well, the village of Shadyside doesn't have a creek or something with lots of trees that are falling down?
Well, the creek, that honestly, that's probably like a whole nother discussion. Because you've got the creek goes through town, Daisy
right.
Run. So it goes through, you know, it crosses the streets, but then it also goes through people's properties.
Right, but that's so owned by the village.
Well, the parts of it that are within the right of ways.
Right, yeah.
But the parts of it that are within, you know, people's properties, that they own that part of the creek.
Well, does the city, the village of Shadyside maintain its part?
Well, no.
I'm sorry, say it again.
No, they don't. That's been a battle that we've had before.
All right, so let me see if I understand this. The new mayor, the prison warden, or former prison warden, wants this ordinance, 1890, to go after property owners in the village of Shadyside, and yet you're telling me that they don't even take care of their own property.
Well, okay, so this has been something that I battled pretty much the entire time I was on council.
Yeah.
So you've got, and I told the mayor this, I said, as it stands right now, I don't think any village-owned property meets this code. Okay.
Jeez.
Now, there's stuff in here about abandoned swimming pools. The biggest abandoned swimming pool in town is the village swimming pool that I was battling to get torn down and filled in for years. And they still have never started on that.
So
okay?
Let me see if I understand this. This 1890 ordinance, the ordinance from hell in Shadyside, goes after property owners who've got swimming pools, might have algae or whatever, but the biggest offender is actually the village of Shadyside.
Right, any swimming pool pond or any other body of water that is abandoned, unattended, unfiltered, that's the village swimming pool.
My God.
Okay, so then, you know, we go into here, there's something in here, weeds and grass that exceed 10 inches.
Yeah.
Now, this is one thing that's drove me nuts for years. I call it IGA Hill, and when I say that, I'm talking about the far south end of the loop, the median strip.
Why do you call it IGA?
Well, because it's closest to IGA. Well, it's okay. Not even, it's respects now, but whatever.
All right.
You get my point.
Yeah.
That part of the median strip, which is a pretty steep bank,
yeah,
it gets brush hogged twice a year.
That's it?
Okay. So how can we tell our residents, you can't keep your grass, you have to keep your grass under 10 inches, but we've got that everybody has to drive past this every day, and it's a jungle.
Jeez.
Okay, how about we take care of our own stuff, or well, I shouldn't say our own stuff. How about the village take care of its own stuff first?
Right, right.
Okay, you go down to the old water office. There's a pile of pipe and there's scrap metal. You know, there's junk everywhere. There was a vine that grew up the downspout on the municipal building, and I watched it for 2 years. Okay? The vine started growing in April 2024. It grew up the downspout. Eventually, it turned colors in the fall.
Yeah.
And then the same vine, because, you know, the root was still there, grew up in 2025. And then I think somebody saw me taking a picture of it, and they finally pulled it down last summer.
God.
Okay, but that's the kind of thing. It's like, how about we get the village stuff taken care of first?
Right.
You know what I mean? How about we weed eat that bank every week?
Right.
And keep that grass down.
And does the village own real estate, apartments or anything like that, or or buildings of any sort?
I mean, just the municipal building and, you know.
Do they keep that in good shape?
I think for a 75-year-old building, it's, you know, as good as it's going to be. But you don't have to have vines growing up the downspouts either.
Right. And the fine, what else has jumped out at you here that I'll ask some questions?
Well, most of this stuff, it's just pretty much common sense kind of stuff, but they just drug it out into paragraphs and pages. The one thing they get in here, any accumulation, blah, 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 that is unsightly and interferes with the reasonable enjoyment of property by neighbors.
What the hell does that even mean?
Well, I mean, the way that I take that is we make this so ambiguous that it can be interpreted however anybody wants.
And if the mayor has political enemies like maybe you, he could take a look at your property and say, oh, well, we're going to confiscate your property.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know necessarily that. But, I mean, I guess if a neighbor said, oh, well, Nick, you know, I can't enjoy my property because Nick's got whatever sitting over there. You know, I mean, it just seems so ambiguous.
And the mayor makes these decisions?
Yeah, the mayor and then
his buddies?
So, yeah, mayor and code enforcer. And
who's the code enforcer?
Joe Klug.
Okay.
So that you get into all of the.
What about the fines? What about the fines?
Well, okay, so here's where it really gets complicated, and I kind of get lost in this.
Yeah. And you're a former village councilman.
Once you get through what you can and can't do, which I think is pretty much just what's already on the books for the most part.
That one page.
Then you get into this whole thing about this nuisance abatement board and having hearings and filing appeals and sending out certified mail. And, I mean, I just get lost in these pages.
Well, it also, they give you virtually no time to respond.
Yeah, I mean, there's like,
you got old people who can barely afford to hold on to their homes because they're getting killed with real estate taxes. They can't afford to take care of their property because all the money is being sucked into the school district. And now the village is going after them. Do they even have any money to fight back?
Probably not in a lot of cases.
Well, if they can't fight back, they're going to be losing their properties in Shadyside.
I mean, I hope that nobody's going to actually take the enforcement of this thing this far. I mean,
they're going to be voting on it tonight.
Well, yeah, they're going to vote on it, but I think that this is more of a political statement than it is that they're actually going to do this.
What's going to stop them from doing it to any one of their political opponents? What's going to stop them?
Well, I mean, it's just going to, I mean, I guess they can do it, but it's just totally going to wreak havoc. You're going to get into lawsuits and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it sounds like a lot of nothing to me, and I don't know what there really is to gain from this.
Well, I think a tremendous amount of power. A tremendous amount of power, and all you need is.
I think that they have a good intentions in that they want to clean up the town, quote unquote.
No, they don't. If they had good intentions, they'd be cleaning up their own property.
Well,
the village would be cleaning up its own property if they had good intentions.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I mean,
Let me ask you this. There's a thing about abuse of municipal code enforcement powers to generate revenue. Revenue-driven enforcement, snowballing fines, lack of due process, over-regulation. Is that what we're looking at here? Sure seems that way.
Maybe. I mean, like I say, you'd have to have one of them on to, you know, to explain why
tried to have Mintel on when you were running against him. You were willing to come on, but he wasn't willing. He did a Frank Hoagland. He said, I'm not. Well, actually, no. He didn't do a Frank Hoagland, because Hoagland, at least Mintel, at least responded. He said, no, I don't want to come on. Hoagland wouldn't even respond. But I did ask him. I asked Mintel to have a debate here with you. He didn't want to come on with you. So,
well, I mean,
what are you going to do?
Okay, for now his political tactic. I mean,
The other thing with this ordinance, if they call it a nuisance, but if the people, the property owners, have been paying their taxes, how do you call it a nuisance?
Well, I mean, because they define in the ordinance what nuisance is.
And that,
I mean,
it could be anything. This is unbelievable.
So, okay, but now, once you get through all this stuff about the nuisance abatement board and stuff, here's something that really stuck out to me.
Yeah.
So you get to the point where you have to have a hearing.
Yeah.
And it says, aside from representatives or agents of the village with knowledge of the alleged public nuisance, only individuals to whom a standard notice of violation or a demolition notice of violation have been addressed or their attorneys have the right to participate in an appeal or review before the NAB. So,
even if the neighbors say, no, it's not a nuisance, they can't come on and then testify?
Well, the way, the NAB may with its discretion hear from other witnesses. Okay, I guess that's the important part there. The NAB, however, may within its discretion hear from other witnesses.
But that's the NAB. That's not the homeowner.
So, I mean, and I couldn't remember the amendment. My government teachers listening will probably be mad at me. But it's the Sixth Amendment.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, right to subpoena witnesses, all that kind of stuff. Now, I guess this isn't technically a criminal thing, so probably the Sixth Amendment doesn't apply necessarily.
Stealing somebody's property sounds criminal to me.
To me, that would be common sense that if you're going to have this hearing and all this stuff, and you're going to drag somebody before this board, that they would be able to bring their own witnesses to testify and be cross-examined and that kind of thing.
Especially the neighbors saying, hey, everything is
okay. Right. I mean, it's saying the board can subpoena witnesses, but you can't.
That's not fair.
I mean, that just doesn't make sense.
I know. I'm telling you, it's like a prison.
But I'm telling you, I don't think that they're ever actually going to have one of these hearings. I don't think that that'll ever happen.
It could happen in 30 days.
Well, it could. That's just my prediction that it's not going
to. Okay, I hope you're right, but isn't that a terrible way to live in Shadyside, hoping that the mayor, the former prison warden, is not going to be holding a hearing on your property? What about these old people who can barely get by? They're barely holding on to their properties. They're barely being able to pay the real estate taxes. Now they've got to hire a lawyer. They can't have their neighbors testifying on their behalf. How is this fair to them?
Is the idea
for the village to take over those properties and then sell them off for pennies on the
dollar? Well, I don't know why the village would want to take over properties, because then it's going
to
be
they're
going to have to abate the nuisance, or they're going to have to demolish the property or whatever.
Sell it to them. Who's John Longwell?
He's a councilman now. He's a new councilman.
Does he buy properties?
He's got some property. I mean, I don't know how much he's got, but
I think he's going to be getting a lot more the way this thing is written.
I would hate to believe that would be his motive.
Well, it says a house. Okay. So, what about a house that just needs to be painted? Couldn't that be considered a nuisance as well, and an eyesore?
Just about anything I think can be construed to be a nuisance.
And it seems to me then this, of course, is targeted to the people who can least afford to hold on to their homes. The people who can't afford to have them painted, the people who can't afford to do all the repairs, all the updates the way that ideally should be done, then they've got to hire a lawyer. Well, they can't afford the repairs. How are they going to hire a lawyer? And then
more you spend in legal fees, the less you have to actually.
Exactly. And so they're going to have to end up losing their properties in the village of Shadyside.
I certainly hope that nobody loses their property over this.
Oh, no, because politicians would never do anything like that, taking advantage of poor people to snatch their properties and resell them. Oh, no, politicians this in Belmont County, a politician
small,
doing small that?
Town
no,
politics. Never. I mean, small town politics is corrupt, but I don't know.
Oh, tell me about it.
I don't know if they think that far through some of these things.
Okay.
But let me make this point.
Yes.
I think that I'm pretty confident that this whole ordinance was stolen from another municipality somewhere. I shouldn't say stolen. I mean, that's pretty.
Well, don't they have a legal? Don't they have a legal counsel?
Well, yeah,
woman?
But I mean,
who is that, by the way?
Kelly Kotor's the solicitor.
Kelly Couture?
Yeah.
Okay, and is she any good?
I don't know her super good. I mean, she seems all right to me. I mean, she's had plenty of dealings with me. So I mean, you know, I mean, she's, you know, I mean, the amount of time that she spent dealing with me is probably enough to pay her salary for a year or so. But that's, you know, I mean, I think she's done a good job for the village.
All right. Well, more with our very special guest, Nick Ferrelli. The media is not touching this story. But I think it's a very, very big deal because if they can do this to the citizens in the village of Shadyside, they can do it to the citizens in any other city or municipality in Belmont County and probably everywhere else as well. Should the village of Shadyside be turned into the prison of Shadyside? Should village employees become corrections officers? Stay tuned.